This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Increasingly, hospitals are designating staff time toward improving people's experiences with inpatient stays. For issues like communication and a wealth of other things, Kelly Parent is Vice President of Family Experience for Beaumont Health, and she joins us now via phone. Kelly, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
We know that last week was a brutal one at Beaumont. How would you say the team is holding up?
I am incredibly inspired by the team at Beaumont. Honestly, with all of the fear that is out there, if you talk with any team member at Beaumont, they bring courage to you. They are something else. Despite the fear, despite the isolation, despite the death, they are going to work every day and putting their all in so that they can save all of us. And I am forever grateful to all of those frontline providers.
Are there any cases in which family members can remain at the hospital to keep tabs at this point?
So this is a complicated question. So we still are caring for non-COVID patients at the hospital. And so we have sort of two tracks for patients and family members so that they can remain together as much as possible. For the non-COVID patients, we do allow one visitor to be there, or I don't like to use the word visitor because families are not visitors in a loved one's life. However, we've been relegated to the place to make sure that we are creating models of care where we are serving public health more than we're serving individual health at this point, because we have to. We have relegated families to this visitor status that, unfortunately, it has come to that. In order to do this, though, we recognize that when people are critically ill, when people are at the end of life, when people are on hospice care, children, laboring women, there are a variety of situations where we recognize that it is in the best interest of everyone to have a family member be present. When it is a non-COVID patient, it's a little more flexible, although not entirely so. We still have to have some pretty strict restrictions in place. When they are COVID-positive patients, however, we do need to make sure that we are creating that balance of still being human, still providing compassionate care, but yet making sure that we are keeping our staff and our public safe. So can people who have a loved one who's passing away with COVID at Beaumont have a family member present? First of all, we do our best to try to make sure that we have some virtual options to connect people. If that isn't going to work, if family really would like to be there at the bedside, we make sure that they understand the risks of being present. And once we feel that they do understand that, we do allow up to two people to be at the bedside of someone who is dying from COVID to be there to say their goodbyes at the end of life. This is the humane and the compassionate thing to do. We make sure that we do offer PPE to, not just offer, we do require PPE of these folks so that they do have to wear this, and our staff has to help them put it on and take it off to make sure they are doing it appropriately.
What are the hospital's obligations for the cases that are not end of life? What are the obligations to communicate with families about patient status?
For the last quarter of a century, there has been a push to recognize patients and families as core members of the healthcare team. No one knows a patient better than themselves or their loved one knows them. While professional staff might know the disease process and have skills to be able to provide certain types of care, people know themselves the best. So we have to maintain these opportunities for patients and families to participate in care planning and decision making, even in these extreme circumstances where it is not in the best interest of anyone for them to actually be at the bedside. So we have a whole lot of ideas that we are putting into fruition. We are providing iPads to patients that are either non-COVID or COVID positive patients so that they would have an opportunity to be able to connect with their loved ones. The problem with this, though, is our COVID-positive patients are so ill that even holding an iPad, even having that attention has been quite difficult. So we are establishing ways of attaching the iPad to a cart so that the person doesn't have to have the strength to even hold that, so that they would be able to have these conversations. And our nurses and our nursing assistants have been critical in helping to connect our patients with their loved ones. We also are creating a whole host of ways that families can connect better with the nurses and with the doctors. everyone is doing their best to keep families connected and having them part of decision making. But with the harried pace that we are all under these days with this crazy, crazy pandemic that we are all living through, this has become a challenge. So we are looking, and we hope to implement this later this week, to create positions where staff that don't have as much work to do now because they might be staff that are involved with teaching physical therapy classes or elective surgeries. We are redeploying that staff potentially to be able to connect with the families who are home, so they are able to help them organize their thoughts and help understand what their fears and concerns are, and they can feed that information to the doctors and nurses so that when they actually do have that time to be able to speak on the phone or to speak through iPads, they have an organized conversation that they can get right to the heart of what the concerns of families are and what the questions of families are.
You know, it's hard enough to be an advocate in a situation where we can stay at the bedside of the person we love. But this is so far from normal. If you had someone in your family who was testing positive for COVID, who was in the hospital, and you didn't know anyone, what would you do to be their advocate?
Well, that's a really tough question. I think that the most important thing is that we have to be creative. It's not always going to be up to that family member who might be across the country living in Montana, and they have an elderly loved one here at Beaumont getting care. So we as Beaumont have a responsibility to offer options to that family member. It's hard for them to even know what they can and cannot do. So we need to say, we have this liaison for you to talk with so that we can make sure that we're connecting with you on a daily basis. We have this opportunity where you can connect with your loved one through an iPad loaner system. We are also looking at the idea of creating a peer support program online so that people who are going through this together can understand, can connect with each other, one family member to another, because they know what it's like to have a loved one going through the COVID crisis when they can't be at their bedside.
Is it realistic that at this stage of medical record keeping that people might be able to stay up to date online with charts and other information like that?
So that's actually another complicated question. So Beaumont, as well as many, many other hospitals across the country, have patient portals where people have an opportunity to get in and see information through the patient portal. There's also something called open notes where people will have the opportunity to read the notes so that you understand exactly what is the health situation of the patient. However, in order for a family member to be able to give proxy to their loved one, this is paperwork that has to be signed. And sometimes a person that is so sick is not at the point where they can choose to give proxy to another adult loved one. So we are imploring our patients, all of the communities, to take care of these pieces up front. We need to make sure that our patients and our family members are thinking ahead as to what would they want in an end-of-life situation. How can they hand proxy access to medical chart records to their loved ones if they are not capable of giving that proxy access at the height of an illness? So there's a whole lot that we need to do up front while we are still healthy to plan for the event that we do become sick.
We know that elderly people are a portion of who's afflicted with COVID right now. But what happens in the case of minors? Are parents necessarily going to be allowed access to the bedside?
Absolutely. The way we have written our guidelines for visitation for people who are COVID positive is that end of life, we do allow family members to be present as long as they understand the risks for them being present. We also allow for extreme circumstances where we're able to make our best judgment of a situation and allow people to be at the bedside. Two very specific examples of this are when a minor has COVID, absolutely a parent has to be at the bedside. And with a laboring woman who is COVID positive, the laboring woman also needs to have her birth partner there with her as well.
Other hospitals in Michigan may have differing policies on this, though.
Correct. Other hospitals in Michigan may have different policies on this. At Beaumont, we've made the determination that a parent and a birthing partner are very extreme situations where we feel that it is in the best interest of the patient to have this loved one present.
Is it hard to get access to the translators you need right now?
It actually is not, because we have a variety of different ways to bring translators in. We do have some in-person interpreters to be able to help people speak and understand what is going on with care planning and decision making. But we also have telephones where we can call interpreters from many, many, many different languages to be able to interpret on the site for these individuals. So it is not as hard as one might think.
Right. We want to thank you very much for everything that you're doing right now and for all the work that's happening on the front line. Kelly Parent is Vice President of Family Experience for Beaumont Health. Kelly, good talking to you.
Thank you very much, and be safe.